producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with J.P. Bilbrey. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
And J.P. is President, Chairman, and CEO of, are you ready for this? The Hershey Company. So anyone who likes chocolate out there, the first question I have to ask you is, what is something about chocolate that people just don't know but that they should know?
Well, I think I would tell you is that you could probably never have enough, but one of the things that I think is really interesting about chocolate is actually really a very simple product. I mean, there's milk, there's cocoa, there's a little bit of vanilla, you have sugar in the product, and, you know, cocoa actually is an ingredient that's very, very good for you. In fact, and a lot of people talk about having a euphoric feeling when they eat chocolate, so we like to put smiles on people's faces, but one of the things behind that euphoric feeling is actually cocoa dilates your blood vessels about 6% within just a couple of minutes of consuming the product. And so when people talk about it as a mood enhancer or as it makes them feel a little bit uplifted, that's really what they're experiencing. Now, it's not the driver for why people come to the category. They come to it because of great taste. They love the product. Everywhere I go, when I sell somebody, if I'm checking into a hotel, I'm the Hershey guy or the chocolate guy. Lots of smiles, lots of great stories. It's such a fun business to be a part of. But that's a little bit of something people might not actually know.
Well done. So what are some of the brands? Because I'm looking through and you have so many brands. You can't name them all, but just name about five or six of the main ones.
Well, I'll start with my favorite, which is a Hershey's with almond. My second favorite is a Payday bar. Of course, I love Reese's Cups. That's a great brand as well. And then we have some new and exciting brands. We have Brookside, which is a superfruit pectin center with dark chocolate around it. They're absolutely delicious. We have a new brand that's available on the web, which is called Sofit.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah,
I've had
this.
These are so good. They're really moist, and they're fruit flavor.
It's a great.
It's not what I'd expect from the chocolate cup.
Yeah, no, it's a great taste. No, it's a great taste. We're really proud of it. And so, you know, we always have a lot of exciting things going on. Innovation's a key driver with consumers, and so it's an exciting space.
How do you innovate? Because you even look at something like Reese's, and the brand extensions are tremendous. And you've had major background from Procter & Gamble for 22 years, McCormick. What is the key to a brand extension, and how do you know it's going to be successful?
Well, I think in consumer products, it's always about insights. And so, you know, what is the brand? What does it mean to people? Why do they have a relationship with it? How do you keep them interested in the brand? And, you know, one of the things you don't want to have happen is that, you know, consumers look to competitive products to go get trial and new things. So you have to keep people interested in your franchises. And then you also look for across a demand landscape of wants and needs that consumers have. Where are you not playing today, and how do you fill that? So our brands really cross a continuum from our confectionery brands, and of course, you know, the biggest piece of our business is our chocolate business. But then if you think about snacking in total and how you move across that, you know, we've seen brands like Brookside be really important to us. It has a healthy halo effect, and so we've expanded our business there. So scope, it continues to move on across that continuum, and you may, you know, end someplace where you have products which are really nutritional driven around a specific need state. So I'll give you an example. If we went back a decade and you were between meals, you probably would think about, gee, I want something to bridge my meal, or is it satiating? And you very likely would have reached for a confectionery product. One of the things we see today is while consumers still do that, they're also quite intentional in the way that they snack. And so if someone's just leaving the gym, they're thinking about muscle recovery, they're thinking about protein, they're going to then reach for something that delivers against a specific benefit and occasion. So what we look at a lot as we think about innovation is, what are the emerging occasions that consumers have? So we think we meet the needs of consumers really well with a broad piece of our category, but as consumers change and as occasions change, we're always thinking about how do we do that. So we have a new brand called Crave, which is a meat snack brand. It's a part of our learning about proteins. It's really based on foodies and great taste and flavors, and it has a bit of a more moist mouthfeel than some of the traditional jerky brands. And again, that was around insights into where is the millennial generation headed, what are the different taste texture profiles that they're interested in.
Yeah, I have to ask you, talking more about consumerism, you are one of the CEOs who really likes data and analytics.
Yep.
How do you use that to determine?
Well, you know, the environment today is very different than it was when I started my career. So the way I like to talk about this is, think about syndicated data, and there's a lot of providers of syndicated data, and I tend to think of that as a box. So it comes with information maybe from inside the store. It may come from information that also talks about how competitors are doing within a store, but it's really limited in some ways because of the fact that it's not finite. And the people that deal with that data largely report it. So it talked about what has happened rather than what's going to happen. And so what we believe is so important today is you think about disparate buckets of information that you may not have looked at before. How are people spending their time? Where are they spending their lives? You know, where do they drive? Why do they drive? What stores do they visit? What are their credit card transactions? Not as an individual, but behaviorally, you look at all these different pieces of information. And what becomes important in that world are the questions you ask. And therefore, you need analysts, not reporters. So we've gone from a world of people reporting what has happened to an era where it's more about analysis and prediction around where people are headed and what are they saying. And you get at that information very, very differently than we used to.
That's fascinating.
One of the interesting things that was part of my personal journey here is I've been out at a J.P. Morgan CEO conference 4 or 5 years ago. They have a great conference out in Napa. And one of the speakers at that event was a gentleman named Alex Carr. And Alex is one of the founders with Peter Thiel of Palantir Technologies. And Palantir really got their start looking at defense work, cybersecurity, and in some ways their original business was looking for bad guys. So they worked with our government, with our special forces, and so on. And I listened to Alex talk, and it was super fascinating just, you know, from a topic standpoint. For about 6 months, I couldn't get out of my mind rolling around all of the things that I heard him talking about. So I called him up one day, and I said, Alex, we met at this event. And I said, I've been reflecting that you have this company that deals with predictive analytics, and you've done a lot of work, you know, in the security field. I said, I'm a guy looking for consumers. Maybe the tools that you have could help me in the consumer space and just understand data better. And so we got together. Out of that has grown a very nice friendship. I have tremendous respect for him and the work that he's done. But it's changed for us how we think about ourselves. So even though we're a confectionery company, we like to think of ourselves as a knowledge company. And this area of analytics is so accessible today versus the way it was historically. So, you know, if you go back 25 years, if you had a lot of capital and you had a lot of resources, you had a significant advantage. But we've seen today people starting businesses in their garage and in small spaces, in their dorm room at school, and they've built fantastic businesses out of this. Well, that's because technology has evened the field for everybody. So if you have a great idea, you really have probably the best opportunity in history to make that idea become a reality. And I believe analytics is the great enabler of this to have for this to happen.
And what's the role of quality in all of this?
There's a couple of different ways I would think about quality. So there's quality on the product side that is super important. So, and I'm a food guy, so in the United States you have the largest, safest, most efficient food system in the world. Everybody in the food business wakes up every day thinking about quality. And so it's a highly competitive environment. We want to deliver great quality food that's safe for people to enjoy. Let me go to the other side.
You only have 15 seconds.
Okay, well, the other side on quality is really about the analytics and the quality of the data, because the better the data, the higher the predictability of what you might learn. And I'll talk a little bit when we get a chance about what disparate buckets of information mean and how you can gain access to that.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're going to hear more from Hershey's, and when we hear, we're also going to hear about the most fascinating.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with J.P. Bilbrey, who is the CEO, President, and Chairman of the Hershey Company. We were talking about the most fascinating insights on quality data, predictive analytics, and how it's changing. I have to shift, and then we're going to come back.
Okay.
So here's something few people know, but Hershey's has in its DNA, Milton Hershey donated 30% of the profits and about, I think, $60 million at the time, which was a lot of money then, to help society and to help an orphan school. And to this day, this maintains, and now that school has one of the biggest, I think it's like a $12 billion endowment. But basically, this is at the core. It's not just the best chocolate. It's the best societal brand. Describe what your view on that is.
Well, first of all, you know, there's a lot of great companies in America and around the world, and I'm very proud that I think the legacy of Milton Hershey has made the Hershey Company one of those. If you go back, Milton Hershey was a very unique individual. He had a vision for how he thought society and all ought to operate, and I think it's a model of what I would call social commerce. So it's not philanthropy, but it's social commerce. So through a very successful business model, you can also do a lot of good. So he called it doing well, doing good. What he did is he really built a town. He built a living environment that at one point in time, even the steam from the factory heated all the homes in the town so that the employees wouldn't have to have the same utility costs as maybe someone living someplace else. And I could go on with example after example of how he did these kinds of things that were really for social good, building a trolley system in the town, on and on and on. He did a number of those things. But probably the single greatest thing that he did is he and his wife, Catherine, didn't have any kids. And she passed away at a relatively young age, and they had this idea of creating the Milton Hershey School for Disadvantaged Boys at the time. And it was relatively confined to the local community. And today it's across all of the states, across the United States, that kids come from to attend the school. And the school has kids from age kindergarten all the way through high school. All of their needs are met. The kids live at the school in housing that has anywhere from a dozen to 15 kids per house, but every house also has house parents that provide a family environment, which he thought was really important. And then we have a campus that is really self-sustaining, where the kids go to school is a terrific opportunity versus the backgrounds they may have come from. So he literally used his fortune to build this environment in what he always said was perpetuity. And that school continues to prosper and is sometimes reported, you know, has an endowment that today would exceed $12 billion to ensure that school continues to deliver against against its mission. So it's an extraordinary accomplishment.
And today we're at CECP, so you have this exciting opportunity of carrying on that legacy. As CEO, Chairman, President, how do you do that?
Well, fortunately, it's in the DNA of all our employees continue to help the company survive. You know, I believe that after you work at the company for a while, one of the things you really see with the people is they have this sense of higher purpose because of the mission of the school and the kids, and the brands are very special. So as business people and marketers and salespeople and researchers, as you could go on and on, it's a great privilege to be associated with the company, and I want to be humble here because our country is blessed with a lot of great companies, but I feel really good about having the privilege to be one of the leaders of this company, and it's just in the fabric of what we do, and you can see it in our social responsibility as we do projects all around the world.
Well, congratulations on that. You're really making the difference.
Well, thank you.
So the big question I have wanted to ask you for a long time, the next frontier in chocolate.
Wow, that's a big question. I think that the way to think about it and the way we think about it is we have great brands. They're iconic brands. They've played important roles in people's lives for many, many years. We want to continue to do that by meeting the needs of all of the consumers that we have, and hopefully as we bring new consumers into the confection category. And then we're expanding the way we view the world across snacking in general. And that's why you see these products like Brookside and Sofit and some of the other things that we're doing, is that as consumers evolve and change and their relationship with food changes, we want to be able to meet those needs and continue to build these great relationships for many, many years.
So it's moving towards healthy a lot.
I think you have.
But semi-sweet chocolate, I know, that's my favorite, the Hershey Special. That is very healthy.
Yeah, I think that what you'll see is that this is a category that's been around for a long time, going all the way back to the Mayans, and my guess is that it'll continue to go forward. The reason people come to this category from a confectionery standpoint, it's a reward me category, it's a treat. People know that we're not talking about it as a food group, so it's really for enjoyment, and I think we deliver very well against that. If you think about how people have evolved over time, and when people talk about food, we have a whole generation of people who are interested in what goes in me, what goes on me, what's around me, and transparency is really important with that. Ingredients are really important there. And we're seeing an evolution in growth across snacking of healthy type items that are more protein based. And so we want to also meet those needs for consumers as well.
Okay, we have about a minute and a half left.
Right.
And I cut you off before, and you were talking about quality of data and analytics in the buckets. So now's your time.
Well, I think it's the great equalizer for small businesses as well as big businesses, and the opportunities that we have today because of the accessibility of technology, because of digital, because of social networking, and how people get their information from communities of like-minded people that they care about and trust. It makes this whole area of analytics even more important. So I made one comment earlier about disparate buckets of data.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about what the Palantir-type companies have done, is they have the tools to look across data which would be described as either disparate or dirty data. It doesn't have a reason to talk to each other because they come from different places. They have the ability to sit on top of that, like Switzerland, if you will, access all those buckets of data, look for correlations. All correlations don't mean anything, but many correlations do. What do you do with that? What are the most important questions you have? Because don't forget, holding the data is not what's important. It's the quality of the question you ask the data that gets you the answer that enables you to do something with it. And that's why I call it the great equalizer. It's whether you're a large company, a small company, or an individual sitting someplace, you have the ability to tap into that, and you have the ability to find the next great answer.
There's an inspirational close. JP, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, and we're here today with John Hage. How are you, John?
Great, Robert. Great to be with you.
And John is the founder and CEO of Charter Schools USA, which I believe is the biggest school system privately in the United States.
We probably are. We're the largest charter operator in the country, or at least one or two. But we have 70,000 students in 76 schools starting this August. So we're proud to be a part of, and in seven states across the United States.
And we're going to, later in the interview, you'll hear about a fascinating background he had of all sorts of things, like working in the presidential area in politics. He was a Green Beret. But before that, I want to start off talking about education, what's wrong, what's right in America. I know right now we're something like 17th in reading and 32nd in math. And it's not for lack of spending. I think we spend something like $810 billion.
Yeah, we're the highest spender per student in the United States, in the world, except for maybe like Switzerland. And when you really look at the amount of money we spend per student in the country relative to the results that we get among the OECD countries in the world, the top tier, we're really getting amazingly poor results. And that shows up right now in competitive ways where we're losing standing on new patents. We're losing standing when it comes to new innovations. A lot of stuff is happening in countries. They'll send their kids to our schools, right, in many ways, and take back the knowledge to other countries. But the problem really isn't somewhat at the university level. It starts really in K-12. And K-12 schools, especially public schools, have really got to change who they are and how they work. 60-plus million students in this country, 90% of the kids go to public schools in our country. So we have to start with that, because that's where the majority of students are going to get their education.
So what is really your vision for education in America?
I believe that everything is better through competition. Nothing ultimately is going to have its most efficient and effective result for any consumer, in this case parents, having students and kids needing a great education, if there's not competition. An educated parent is the best way to start with a great education system, because if that parent understands that they have choices, if they have a great private school, a public school, a charter public school, maybe a home school, maybe an online school environment, they're now in a position where they become more educated about what's working, what's not. And that student, if they're not fitting in with an environment, if something's not working at a school, they have a different choice. And that's what we have in every other place in America, right? There's nothing that we don't get to go and look at every day and say, is this working for us? Whether it's something we buy, something that we use as a service, we get choices. Why shouldn't we have great choices in K-12 schools so that parents are in a position to customize their child's education for what's best for them?
Let's talk about the fascinating emergence of Charter Schools USA. Now you've 76 schools. 1996 legislation. Talk about what you were doing then and what really gave you your original inspiration to start Charter Schools USA.
Well, I've always really had a deep love for our country. I'm, sort of a patriotism. I know it's not cool to talk about it anymore, but, just this old-fashioned sense that our country is the best country in the world ever, right, from the beginning of time. This is a unique, exceptional place. And as a young Army Special Forces officer and
Green Beret.
And Green Beret, I really felt like, I had the privilege of defending our country, and now I have the privilege of being a part of trying to change education. education in our country. So it starts with this sense that education in America is actually the unique factor that no matter where you come from, how much money you have or don't, your ethnic background, your religious background, doesn't matter, that education should be the one place that every kid gets an equal opportunity. So I like equal opportunity. I can't guarantee equal results, but we can give every student that opportunity. So Charter School USA is really a result of when I started working for a foundation for Florida's future, where Jeb Bush was actually the founder of that before he became governor. And he inspired me to help work on ideas around charter schools. And I helped work on that original idea and some of the legislation around that and getting it started in Florida. And before I knew, I fell in love with it. I drank the Kool-Aid, I say. And after that, here I am building a business that I can really believe in.
There are a lot of entrepreneurs, probably hundreds of thousands, listening in who want to grow businesses. It doesn't happen by magic. There are obstacles. What were some of the obstacles you faced starting Charter Schools USA, and what did you do to overcome those obstacles? You could just talk about one if you want, the major obstacle you had, and what did you learn from that?
Yeah, we've had tons of obstacles. This is one of the hardest business models I could ever imagine building, because not only are you trying to build something that actually gives great results for parents and ensures that their child is doing better in your school than in any other school, but you're also having to make it work economically and then politically. Can you imagine, Robert? We're actually, there's people out there that spend their entire time fighting against these kinds of things. They oppose school choice. They oppose the idea that parents should have options. They oppose the idea of competition. They think that really basically wherever you go to school is based on where you live, and that zip code should decide where you go to school. So one of the biggest obstacles I've had is politically working against sort of entrenched adult interests that have had a control over this monopoly of education for the last 150 years in our country, that really don't want competition. They don't want to have to put themselves in a position where the school district or their school is having to compete with a new school opening up nearby, where the students might leave their school and they have a choice now, and they don't have to come out of pocket for $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 a year, because this is a free public school, but it's run in a way that's private-like. So they get that benefit, and I think that's really one of our biggest obstacles. Is I've had to fight a lot of political battles and continue to fight them, where the adult interests are being challenged, and having to make sure that we continue to focus on what's best for students, and convincing political folks, convincing lots of folks out there that this is good for kids, and what's good for kids is what we're about in education, not what's best for adults.
This is Robert Greese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with John Hage, who is the founder and CEO of Charter Schools USA, the largest school system, I believe, privately held in the United States. Let's talk about the economics. What is the difference of your model and the other models?
So a traditional public school gets tax dollars from state and local taxes. Your property taxes oftentimes are a part of that. Some states use sales tax in there, whatnot. And let's say on average, an average public school gets $10,000 a kid. And at the end of the day, that helps pay for the building. It pays for the students going to school with the teachers and the administration, etc. A charter school oftentimes gets several thousand dollars less per student. We have to go through a political process to get approved. We're given in maybe a 3, 4, or 5 year charter, which then allows us to go out and open that school. Oftentimes, that school has to outperform the traditional public schools near it, or else they shut it down after 5 years. So the entire model is based on performance and accountability. It's also based on doing more with less. So we actually get a little bit less per kid in funding, yet I have to really outperform the other schools near me, or else there's really going to be a process of trying to shut these schools down. Not every charter school that opens up does a great job either, right? These are innovation ideas. Some of them fail, some of them. So there is an experimentation process here as well. But generally speaking, the business model has to work, because you have to produce something better for less, which is the consumer, which is those parents. So the way I look at it is this way, Robert. At the end of the day, taxpayers deserve to have value for their money. They are paying high taxes in most every place for public education. And yet, oftentimes, they're not getting a good result for the money that they're putting in. A charter comes into the market and really gives those taxpayers an option, does it for less money, sometimes as little as 30% less. I, in Florida, for example, get about 70 cents on the dollar. So while they're getting $10,000 a student station, I'm getting about $7,000 a student station. I've got to take that lower amount per money, per student, and I've got to produce a better outcome for students or else I go out of business.
And I know there was a statistic, administration usually costs about $2,036 per student, and you're at $1,425. How do you cut administration that much?
Right. So the whole idea is that if we have less money, right, and I have to get better results, I obviously have to build a better mousetrap, right? I have to have a model that's doing more for less. So we start with the overhead. I mean, you know, it's just obvious, right? I mean, you don't, any CEO listening
and
knows.
And you only have 20 seconds left until commercial break.
Okay.
So we'll come back.
That's right. But the bottom line is this, you've got to do more for less. So what we looked at is the overhead, and we looked at it, and we think we can do it for about a third of what traditional school district overhead costs and do it for better.
This is Robert Reese. We are speaking with John Hage, and John is the CEO and founder of Charter Schools USA. The website is?
CharterSchoolsUSA.com.
We could have guessed that. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk really about education and quality of education and how you achieve results. Back in a few.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with John Hage, who is the founder and CEO of Charter Schools USA. So you were talking about the economic model a little bit, you know, where you charge less and there's less in overhead. Mm-hmm. And is there any other insights you wanted to
share? Yeah, so first of all, our administrative oversight and overhead is much less, and it's more efficient, and it's built on some really great business practices on how to make sure that we scale out those services and really not burden schools with a lot of overhead. But it's also about investing in teachers. Teachers are the center point of success in a classroom, so we're really key on hiring for performance. We get some of the best teachers in the country. We had 75,000 applications last year for 1,500 new positions.
Wow.
And so you can imagine we're going after the best teachers in the country. We believe in performance pay. We believe in giving those teachers the tools in the classroom, empowering them in the classroom, supporting them with safe classrooms, putting kids in uniforms, creating an environment where a teaching can actually take place, not just an environment where sort of chaos reigns. So, you know, the idea is really ultimately investing in the classroom, investing in education, new technologies. For example, Robert, we're at the forefront of innovation and the newest technologies in the world, literally in our classrooms. We are the petri dish for the new apps, the new technologies, the new investments in classroom instruction. We're doing personal learning plans for every single student. What that means is if you have a student, you'll know this, that's ever had some maybe exceptional needs, mm-hmm. they have an individual education plan. We're doing that for every student, not
really?
Just for the student.
Every single student
every
has
single
their own
student.
Plan.
That's
and
right.
I think that it's like a mass customization.
That's right. Mass customization. So every child has customized, yet we are creating an environment where they're getting the benefit of every student.
So is that the key to quality in education, or and also the focus on teachers and on performance, or is there something else?
It's a lot of things. So it's that, it's parental involvement, it's a discipline code that's built by the student input. We actually have a process where character education, we forgot that, you know, there are things such as right and wrong. I mean, for some reason our public schools have literally just devoid themselves of moral choices. It's, you know, somehow, you know, we went from one maybe extreme a long time ago where we told kids only one way to think, to one place where now we don't give them any moral bearing. So we teach them things like, you know, honesty and integrity and the idea of citizenship and our country and patriotism. These are great things, and these are things that they should understand are going to make them successful in their future. So it's about all of these things combined, creating an environment where there's an ownership in the school, there's a sense of investment, where the teachers are a part of the instructional model, and ultimately really just empowering an entire educational environment that takes a little bit from the old and drives a lot of new innovation into it and gives it that right amount of structure with innovation inside of it.
So we have a lot of CEOs listening in of all size companies. If there was a message you had to CEOs in America about the school systems, what would your message be?
Well, we're seeing an amazing amount of partnerships that are now evolving where companies used to look at education and think, well, we'll give a little something to a fund. Well, you know, we have to do our charity kind of work.
But right, it was like philanthropic. Now right. You're saying it's becoming systemic.
It's systemic in its partnership model. So what we'd like to see companies start to do is reach out to us, reach out to others in your community that are trying these new innovation schools and invest time into learning what you can actually do with them. Not just coming and giving them money. We don't want the money. We want the ideas. We want the partnership of ideas and internships and helping us really actually build a new model for education. So we're doing things with the leading companies in the country on ideas around technology. We're doing this around teacher development, professional development. We're doing this in even the way we build our schools, the technologies we build into the new innovation platforms in the classroom.
So like what? What's up and coming? In
yeah, so one of the newest things is that, you know, kids sort of turn their phones off when they come to school.
Right.
They're told, turn that thing off, you know. But there's this powerful tool that we're telling them to put away. Why aren't we actually housing that in a safe way to help them to empower these smart schools and these smart phones? And so what we're looking at is how to take the smartphone and actually integrate it into the learning environment.
Wow.
Every day. Yeah.
Wow, is that great. My daughter Molly's giving a speech on technology. She loves it. And I have to tell her this. So what would happen, let's say if you had the capacity where you could now have, let's say instead of 76 schools, which, you know, 8,500 teachers and 70,000 students, what if you could up that where you had 1 million students in charter schools? What would happen to the future of America?
We believe that ultimately the future of education looks a lot like the higher ed system in its heyday, which was when everybody had choices, right? I could go to public, private, nonprofit, for-profit, doesn't matter, and really inspire parents to have choices. So the future in my mind is that public education is going to evolve. It has to. It already it's working against 21st century evolutionary trends that are just unstoppable. And so the future looks like this to me, Robert, where students have lots of choices based on results, data, information that parents have that's, you know, undeniable on what's working for their kids. And then giving them opportunities to expand those opportunities. Right now, we still have a lot of states, though, that don't want charter schools. They want to slow down the growth of them. They don't want this innovation.
Why?
You know, they're protecting the status quo. There's a lot of folks that are embedded politically and are benefiting financially.
That sounds too American to me.
No, you know, but, you know, when you got a lot of adult interests that you've been, you know, these are people making a lot of money on the current system. Right? They don't want a monopoly to be challenged.
Okay. We have a little less than a minute and a half. I want to ask you on the personal side. You were recently Floridian of the Year. You were a Green Beret in the past. You worked on the original Bush-Cheney presidential education platform. What can you say about John Hage as a person that everyone can learn from?
My vision is no better than anyone else's when you just actually put it into work. I'm humbled by the opportunity. I believe this. I never do anything I don't believe in. I never spend time on anything that I really don't see as in sort of moving the needle on my long-term mission and vision in life. And so I'm not the person who's ever going to get up and go do a job that I can't absolutely believe I'm making a difference in. So this is about as much making a difference as it is a business model in any sort and shape. I just truly believe that we're given a limited time in life, Robert, to move the needle, and I want to leave a legacy that ultimately inspires a revolution in the way public education in this country is viewed by parents and is actually delivered to students.
15 seconds, the future of Charter Schools USA.
I hope we'll be an international leader, not just a national leader, in bringing together partnerships, innovations, and results for students that inspire parents every day to continue to believe in us. We're just privileged to be here.
Great having you on the CEO Show, John.
Thank you, Robert. Great to meet you.
Network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.